As we heard earlier, the new movie Zodiac has a built-in cult audience of true crime buffs. It's not the only film out this weekend, though. In the latest edition of Summary Judgment from the online magazine Slate, writer Mark Jordan Ligon offers this critical look at all the new releases.
It's post-Oscar weekend, and I'm sure many of you have finally come down from Oscar fever. I myself had Academy Awards strep throat, but I'm recovering nicely thanks to prescription drugs. The raucous comedy Wild Hogs might also require some pharmaceuticals, according to the critics. John Travolta, Tim Allen, Martin Lawrence, and William H. Macy play four friends who go off on a midlife crisis motorcycle trip.
Check out this thing. It's a GPS in my phone now. Look at that thing.
Kid, let me see that.
Yeah.
Cool. Look at that. What are you... What'd you do that for?
For the good of the trip. You don't need a GPS to discover America. You need a bike and you need the road, okay? Freedom.
The nation's critics want these hogs slaughtered. Low-octane comedy running on fumes, sighs the Seattle Post-Intelligencer. Rolling Stone complains jokes dying on the lips of these easy riders are hard to stomach. And the Washington Post snarls, the four actors never develop any rhythm, any chemistry, any anything. And now for a film that's getting a very different reception from critics. David Fincher, the director of The Game and Fight Club, brings us the crime thriller Zodiac. Based on the actual unsolved murders that terrorized San Francisco in the 1970s, Jake Gyllenhaal plays a man obsessed with catching the killer. Chloe Sevigny also stars.
When is it going to be finished? When you catch him? When you arrest him?
Be serious.
I am serious.
I need to know who he is. I need to stand there. I need to look him in the eye. And I need to know that it's him.
The critics call this one of the best films of the year. Newsweek says Zodiac holds you in its grip from start to finish. Variety raves, by far director Fincher's most mature and accomplished work. And Premiere Magazine shouts, a daringly different kind of thriller. Cerebral, meticulous, haunting. And slithering into theaters is the southern drama Black Snake Moan. Christina Ricci stars as a troubled town tramp abducted by blues musician Samuel L. Jackson, who chains her to a radiator, determined to teach her the evil of her ways.
I guess I best be on my way.
Well, I think we need to talk, son.
No, sir. I gotta be on my way.
Best get your wits about you before you do that. I want to tell you about that.
The critics are totally split on Black Snake Moan. The Austin Chronicle chuckles, the story is as humorous and raunchy as a good blues refrain. But Entertainment Weekly snaps, be prepared to collapse into a hoot and a howl of hilarity at all the wrong moments. And New York Magazine warns, it's outlandish, hilariously overripe, and possibly sexist. You know, the poster itself is rather overripe, with the tagline, everything is hotter down south. Well, I lived in the South, and it's not so much the heat as it is the humidity and the bugs. But I guess a tagline of, it's rather humid and full of gnats down South is probably not what they're going for.
Mark Jordan Ligon is a recovering Southerner living here in Southern California.